This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
The World Bank puts Africa's youth joblessness at 60%, with Africa's share of the global workforce projected to become the largest in the world by 2100. Experts believe it is critical for African countries to increase the uptake of digital technologies to drive employment for the more than 22 million Africans joining the workforce each year. Joining us to share more on how South-South partnership can help boost Africa's digital economy is Dr. Segun Aina, the president of the Africa InTech Network, and Pat Patel, the executive director of Elevandi. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Africa Update. Now, starting with you, Dr. Aina, how can the South-South partnership in digitization work?
We have seen that since the Minerality Declaration that encourages such cooperation, a lot of things have been happening between the main countries that operate as South-South countries. And we have seen a change of knowledge because the South-South countries are mainly developing countries, some of which are now can be regarded as developed nations. So they were able to, Africa, for instance, be able to leapfrog and learn from the experience of these other countries that have moved from developing to developed, countries like China, like India, like Brazil. And we want to see a lot more cooperation, a lot more support among the South-South. And this will have tremendous impact on digital activities in the various African countries, and also due to benefit also to the countries that are already the support. Even, and then for market expansion as well, the South-South cooperation and activities deepen and increase market reach. You know that the population of these South-South countries is probably to half of the population of the world. So they form a trade and digital services block that can be announced for the economic development of the real country, particularly Africa, which has a lot of potential, you know, in terms of what we have seen in the last few years, about the young population that we have in Africa. Now, but Africa is the fastest growing continent, you know, in the country. So we see a lot of things happening in the South-South, in the South-South partnership.
Now, Pat, where are the key challenges faced by Asian countries in developing a digital infrastructure, and how were they overcome?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And so, you know, the main challenges we've seen across Asia has been aligning both the public and the private sectors. I think that's a really important one, because with developing any digital infrastructure, you need both of these key groups, so governments as well as the industry, to work in hand in hand. And that's got to be at the cornerstone of all of this. The next is around kind of funding of this infrastructure, because clearly it's very expensive. The third is around driving adoption and ensuring that there is security around this infrastructure that's built. And so, you know, in what we've seen across the region here, there is no silver bullet as such. But in some cases, you need to kind of really push the issues forward. So what we call in, you know, some parts of this world is, you know, the carrot or the stick approach. So in some cases, you need to kind of nurture this and try and bring the communities in. In the other case, you kind of need to mandate something. Otherwise, you struggle with inertia, and, you know, lots of time can pass by before anything moves forward. But for me, you know, the other bit on this and the final point I want to make is, the key is to ensure that the projects are well thought through, and that the key stakeholders are motivated and have the same desire and ambitions. And so if you start to have these, this alignment, you have a great chance to really push forward. And some of the greatest examples are here in Singapore, with its identity stack and payments, payments kind of infrastructure, and, you know, clearly in India as well with what they call the India stack.
Dr. Aina, what Pat is talking about with regards to the aligning of both the public and private sector being one of the biggest issues that they overcame. Funding was a big driver, and just the adoption, driving the adoption, and security being one of the key roles that need to be dealt with. Where is the biggest challenge when it comes to the African continent and working with both the public and private sectors?
I think there are a number of challenges that have come to the fore in recent years as we move towards improving our digital infrastructure. Number one is the issue of regulation and policy. Regulatory clarity, consistency, and things like that. That is very, very important to enable the kind of growth that we want to see in the digital world. And that is where that cooperation can work more, especially dealing with places like Manchester or Singapore and all the others that have done well in the various areas. Infrastructure funding is also very key, because for Africa, for most parts of Africa, infrastructure is a major problem. The public sector is not able to provide the type of resources that are required. And if they are even able to do it, it's not in an efficient manner. And that is where private sector, should be encouraged to cover a lot more into their policy. Also work. And we have seen in some countries in Africa, but it's not necessarily in Nigeria, about 2 weeks ago, the power system and the energy system was decentralized, so there's no centralized in the national government. This is an example of, working together on private and public sector to ease infrastructure issues. Same thing with the issue of telecoms. So by the time we play this more to the hand of the private sector, with the right regulatory and policy support from government, we see a great boost in whatever is happening. The last one I talk about is the skilling of talent. There has to be a lot of collaboration between the private sector and the public sector to enhance the great potential that we have in the African youth and African generally, given the growth that we have seen. Moving from 1.4 to 2.5 billion in 2050 and projected to be 4.5 billion in 2100. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done between players in the private sector pushing for digital and also the government sector, so that we can create that Africa that we want.
And just looking at, the digital economy, infrastructure and capital markets, how can Africa build on these? And also just wanting you to touch on, Pat, just to touch on the role that Elavandi and the reason for Elavandi and Singapore in forming a partnership with a country like Rwanda, for instance, to hold the inclusive fintech forum.
The story of Elavandi is that we started our life inside of the regulator here in Singapore, and we have set up a business. That is an independent entity. It's a non-profit organization that our sole focus in life is to bring together policymakers, regulators, and the industry to advance the growth of fintech, but also technologies. And so that can be at the infrastructure level or new products and services that benefit the masses rather than the minority. And so when we talk about the masses, it's the unbanked and the underbanked, with ensuring that they have the right products and services. And so we have been interested and collaborating across Africa for a number of years now, and most recently it was in Kenya in 2019, and this time round when we were looking for potential partners, we felt there was a great synergy with Rwanda. There was a desire, there was a motivation and an ambition. And so we are collaborating with the KIFC in Rwanda to really drive change and create new opportunities that can help both regions to grow, because we certainly feel that Africa is going through a really interesting time in its tech journey and fintech journey. And so to collaborate with a progressive market such as Rwanda is a great opportunity for not just Elevandi, but also our partners and our relationships across the whole of Asia.
Dr. Aina, just in wrapping up, you know, the South-South partnership and their growing importance in boosting Africa's digital economy and leapfrogging technologies, this is very key. Also looking at the fact that, you know, with 60% of joblessness across the African continent and with Africa with the biggest percentage of the youth population in the world, this has a lot of potential.
Yo, definitely it will. And that is why I mentioned that one of the key challenges is killing of the raw talent that we have in Africa. And it's one of the things that we in Africa FinTech Network are doing to have a program that provides killing opportunities, leveraging on what has happened in countries like India, for instance. We are also working with Korea in that regard. So these are opportunities that are available to be able to improve the skill base of Africa and prepare Africa for a very, very prosperous future. And the program that Elevandi is also doing also makes that something like that. So with the collective approach and the support by all stakeholders, including startup countries like Singapore, you know, combining forces with what we are doing, I see a very great future.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the Africa perspective.